episode 430 of the Comic Source Podcast. I'm your host, Jace. This episode is a quick chat I had with Stanley Lau at San Diego Comic-Con. A lot of you may know him by the name Art Germ. It's kind of the pen name, if you will, that he uses. He's a pinup artist, a cover artist, has done a lot of work for DC. He did the variant covers for Supergirl recently. He's also done work for Marvel. He did a Thor variant cover not too long ago. I think just this last Wednesday, he had a Wonder Woman cover that came out for Wonder Woman 51. His art is spectacular. He especially draws women. With a bit of an anime style, very beautiful, voluptuous. So he's an incredibly popular artist, and I just chatted with him a little bit at the show. We're hoping to have him on. I've known Stanley for a while. We've talked about having him on the show to talk about his process several times, and we just haven't been able to make it happen yet. Part of the reason is because he lives in Singapore. So he also teaches art to aspiring artists. So again, he's an incredible artist, probably my favorite cover artist working in the industry right now. And as opposed to trying to work it out to get him on a longer episode, you know, because we're still going to try to do that. But I thought, you know, Stanley, let's just get you on for a few minutes so we can finally say you've been on the show, and we can possibly work something out in the near future to have him come on and talk more about his process in detail. So I hope you all enjoy the episode. So as always, I want to thank everyone for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right, this is Jace from the Comic Source coming to you live once again from the floor of San Diego Comic-Con. I'm here with probably my favorite cover artist in the industry right now, Stanley Lau. You may know him as Art Germ. Stanley, how's your show been so far?
It's been great. I mean, it's busy, and I'm tired, but I think it's a good problem.
Yeah, you have to worry when the phone stops ringing and people stop coming by the booth, right? That's when you have to worry.
Yeah, because I travel like 20 hours from Singapore.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm still having my jet lag, so it's kind of tough.
All right, so for you listeners who are looking to break in, this is why I wanted to have Stanley on the show. There's no excuse these days. There's no excuse not to be able to break in, because you can just make art and put it online, and people, if you're good, people will find you, right?
That's true, but at the same time, that means there are a lot more competitions, in the sense that because every day you are being flooded with so many artworks around the world, everybody who have internet access can post something. So yes, it's actually a lot more competitive than in the past.
So what advice would you give somebody who's looking to break in?
I think the most important thing, before you try to sell something, make sure you have a good product to sell. So doing great art is still important. Doing art that's relatable means people can relate to, people can resonate and draw emotion from it. I think that's very important. And style is also extremely important. Eventually, what we are battling with is actually the style. What people remember you and your art is also because of the style, and of course, and the emotions that you can inject into the art.
Now, would you say it's important to learn the traditional way, or is it okay to go digital?
Nowadays, you don't have to learn traditionally, but of course, I still find that having pencil and paper and bring a sketchbook around is much easier to draw rather than having a full digital setup. But the world is changing now. Having like tablets like iPad Pro, people can actually do digital sketching on the go. Yeah, so it's not necessary to do traditional way.
The important thing is just to draw, right?
Yeah, but at the same time, at convention, people ask for commission, so it's still important to know how to draw traditionally, right. Yes.
Well, thanks so much for taking a few minutes to talk to me. Hope to have you on later when we're not in the madness of San Diego, and talk a little more about the process.
Okay.